Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. How do you get to greatness? You hustle. And Luke Sissonbath is here to show you how. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have from Ottawa, Canada, Luke Sissonbath. Luke is a marketing consultant, and his work is specifically designed for the entrepreneur. He's the podcast host of The Hustle to Greatness and also founder of Hustle Talk TV, where entrepreneurs are helped in raising their game. And Luke, I know that's something that is coming out of the gate soon. Is that correct?
Yes, that is coming out of the gate soon. Well, the Hustle to Greatness podcast is housed on HustleTalkTV.com, which is, you know, pretty much the platform for where entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs want to up their game in life and in business. So that's pretty much what the theme is of Hustle Talk TV and the Hustle to Greatness podcast.
Okay, I like it. First of all, welcome to the show, Luke.
Oh, thank you, Lynette. And I appreciate you having me on.
I'm so happy that you're here because, number one, I'm a huge fan of the word hustle and hustling in general.
Yeah, and that's why I chose it. And, you know, I live by the hustle, right? It's my model. It's something that I've always had, and I feel that you need to have in order to live a life of greatness and, you know, live the life that you want, really.
We start our show with a quote. Did you bring one to share with us?
I have so many quotes, but yeah, I do have one. So this one here resonates with me really well. And I think it is very important for people. It's from Napoleon Hill. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. And the reason why I brought this up is because we're always in a battle with ourselves, right? And you want to tame that other self. Like, you know, it's kind of like the little devil on the shoulder and then the little angel on the other shoulder. You want to be able to tame that, because if you're going at life and trying to strive and attain what you want to achieve, you have that little negative guy talking to you. It's pretty much two people on one. So that's you. That little devil is still you, but the negative version of you. And now it's two on one. But if you have that angel on your side, and you know, you help tame that devil, you're pretty much, you know, you conquer yourself and you're calm in the mind, and you'll be in more alignment with attaining what you want to attain.
Okay, now here's the thing, Luke. I knew about you way before you knew about me, and I'm going to tell you how. Originally, when I first started looking into podcasting, I listened to multiple podcasts. There was one on entrepreneurs, which I've talked about on my show before, and that is Entrepreneur on Fire, and John Lee Dumas is the host. I know you're familiar. So that was the very first one. But then once I realized, hey, I want to do this podcasting thing, I started looking through all these different shows. And I have to tell you, yours was the first one that I genuinely liked right off the bat and subscribed to right off the bat. So I want to say, I love your show. I love your guests. Matter of fact, Jason Shergott, one of my guests, I learned about through your show. So I kind of messaged him on the side and said, hey, would you want to come on my show? And now, you know, he's part of my network. So I just wanted to tell you right off the bat that I do enjoy your podcast.
Wow, Lynette. Well, thank you. That's, I'm speechless. I'm blushing right now.
It's a really great show. And I love the concept of the hustle. Tell me what hustle means to you.
Wow. Well, hustle means putting in work, right? To me, it's to get whatever you want to get, So whatever it is, you know, if you want to fight for the title, if you want to, you know, achieve a business goal, if you want to sell a certain amount of widgets per year, you got to put in that work, right? And that hustle, you need to have passion backed by that hustle in order to get there. Because if you don't have that passion behind that hustle, whenever you put in that work on a regular basis, each day, continuously, you know, you're going to get tired and bored of it. But, you know, and that's a good thing too, right? This is another great way to test to see if this hustle is for you or not, right? Is to go through the motions and keep going. And, you know, if you keep going for it, you know, that's your passion. So that's a good way of finding your passion as well, is the hustle. Now, does that make sense?
Totally. Because if you don't have the hustle for something, you're not really into it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's what drives you. And if you don't have that drive, you need to just pivot.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? To achieve anything, you need the hustle, right? And you need to have that grit, right? You look at because I've had a lot of athletes on my show, a lot of UFC guys, if nobody's familiar with it, you know, it's the Ultimate Fighting Championships where they fight in, a lot of people call it cage fighting. But now that it's a sport, you know, a lot of these guys I've spoken to, you know, there's a commonality to them, for them to reach at such a high level in the game, is the hustle, is the grind, you know, putting in that work and, you know, putting that work into the passion that they have to becoming a champ or even, you know, getting into the UFC. So, you know, there's a commonality with them as well as business people as well. Because I've noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs that I've had on my show, you know, they've always had that hustle. They had that knack for the hustle. They grind 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I mean, even in their sleep. I think I just made a rhyme there. So,
Good job. I want to know, though, where did this start for you?
You know, it's hard to tell, but I think I've always had it in me. I've always had this fire in me as a kid, you know, to be the best that I could be at whatever I'm doing, right? I mean, if it was playing in the schoolyard, we're playing, you know, soccer with tennis balls. I want to be the best guy out there. I'm not the most naturally athletically gifted, but, you know, I'd work my butt off to be at least high up there. And I don't know. I think it's just something that, you know, has been with me throughout life. I'm not sure how I developed it, but I know I've developed it through training in martial arts since I was a kid as well, and you know, in athletics. So I think I've developed it and owned the hustle more as the years went on. But where it actually came from, I'm not too sure. I think I've always had it in me.
Can you think about a time, Luke, where, you know, having that hustle didn't work out the way you wanted it to?
Many times. There was, you know, I've started a few businesses in the past, and I put, you know, one of them was a local newspaper publication, and I didn't really know the game as much, and I didn't really know the sales process as well as I should have. And, you know, I got into the game, I hustled, right? So I knew what you had to do, but my soft skills weren't there. And I kept hustling. I grinded. And you know what? Even after a year, I saw some results, but, you know, wasn't breaking even. I pounded the pavement really, really hard. But the thing is, what I learned from that is that, I mean, even though that was a failure, in most people's eyes, that wasn't a failure in my eyes. I felt that that was a lesson. So every time that I did something, even though I'd keep pounding the pavement and I'd be getting no's or even yeses and, you know, maybe the finances weren't right, I wasn't charging enough and things like that, the next time around, I'd learn how to do it better. But then I ended up burning myself out because I realized that I wasn't passionate about it. But yeah, that's one business that I've had that was, you know, a lesson learned. There was multiple after that as well. And I put a lot of hustle and grind into it, but even out of those lessons that I've learned, those failures, I found, that, you know, this might have not been my passion and how to do things better the next time.
Oh, yeah. Well, failures are absolutely learning opportunities, period. That's it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's what it is.
The other thing is, and especially for you, because you are so motivated and you do have that hustle, Luke, the other thing is, and you're still young, like you're young in the game for everything that you've accomplished. And the thing is that life is a process, right? And all of these experiences and all of this hustle that you've been putting in, whether it was successful or not as successful, it's going to lead you to what is coming for you.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Yeah.
And you are going to have so much more experience under your belt because you put yourself out there like that.
Oh, and that's a key, right? You got to put yourself out there. You know, it's like what Wayne Gretzky says, you know, you miss 1,000 of the shots that you never make.
Has there ever been a time that you've hesitated?
Oh yeah. Many times as well. You know, we're all human, right? And, I've hesitated many times, and one of the times I hesitated was actually with this podcast. I had this idea quite some time ago. It was in, I believe, 2010, and I was doing my hustle, and you know, I was younger then, and you know, so I had a lot of energy, and I was doing multiple hustles at the same time. So I was working for a real estate team at the time, doing marketing for them. And which turned out really well because, you know, it took a lot of my time, but it turned out really well. In 1 year, we tested out this marketing campaign. We did 64 transactions in that year. So that was great, but it took a lot of my time. But I also did some consulting, some marketing consulting on the side. So I had multiple clients doing that. But then I had this idea to create, it was a video podcast. Well, would you say video podcast, but a video interview series. A video interview show, and it was called the Young Mogul Society. This is where Hustle to Greatness podcast, you know, all started. And from there, I had so many things on the go, and I wanted to do that. And when I did start doing it, I took the first step. I didn't start doing it yet. I took the first step. I started contacting high-level people, right? Because the whole idea behind it was for me to connect with people that are doing it big, that I admire and that I want to emulate. So I contacted Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher, as well as John Asraf. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's try this out and let's message these guys out and see what they say.
I'm dying to know if John Asraf answered you.
He did.
Okay.
This is in 2010. So he wasn't as busy. He was busy, but now he's just blown up, right? So did Eric, E.T. the hip hop preacher. So I messaged them and they responded back. So I was like, okay, wait, you know what? This was just an idea. So I didn't have anything set up. I don't have a mic. I had a computer that was on its way out. And I didn't know what to do. So what I did was I got everything, but then when time flew by, because I was so busy with my other hustles that I totally forgot about it. Believe me or not.
I can believe that. When you're that busy, that's what can sometimes happen when you're pulled in so many directions.
Exactly. And I think if I didn't hesitate to get all of that set up, I would have had this podcast a long time ago. But hey, you know what? That's fine. But that's my hesitation story, if that was clear enough, because I digress a little bit. But I hesitated in jumping on it as quickly as I should. So I kind of procrastinated. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get the mic soon, and then you know, because they already said yes that it's gonna happen. So I hesitated, and then I got those guests to really forget about me from there. I'm still gonna be contacting them in the near future, but I know it's a little bit harder to contact them now because their schedules are just so swamped and so filled right now. But that's one hesitation story. So I mean, if you have something that you want to do, just put yourself out there and get going and get to doing it. Then, you know, you can find out either sooner or later whether it's for you or not and whether it's going to work or not.
Now, what was the name of that? The Mogul?
Yeah, it was Young Mogul Society.
Young Mogul Society. That sounds right. Like a really interesting television show.
Yeah, it was going to be a video. Well, it was going to be, along those lines.
Exactly.
I think a web show.
That would be really interesting to watch. What do you think you've learned about yourself, though, in that process?
Oh, wow. One big thing is to focus on a couple, should be one thing at a time. Being with my personality, I like to have a few things going at the same time. Well, it's three things for me right now, but they're all intertwined, right? They all have the same theme. I feel like focus is a big thing, is what I learned. I need to focus on one thing. So these three things that I'm doing now is pretty much one thing because they're all in alignment with each other. So that when you have that power focus and force focus, you could achieve so much more than having your focus in three different areas, right? Because you're pretty much given just a percentage of your time towards these things where, and when you focus on one thing, you can focus on it really well and do really, really well at it.
Well, because the three things you're working on right now would be your podcast. And I know that right now you're kind of on hiatus. You are gearing up for all of the great interviews that you're currently doing right now will be airing in 2016. So my suggestion to my listeners would be catch up now because Luke is about to put out a whole new series of interviews coming up in 2016. So you have your podcast, and again, that's the Hustle to Greatness. And then you have your online course that you're working on, which is for this same audience. And then on top of that, your Hustle Talk TV that you're moving forward with. So they are all interconnected there. So I totally understand. I have to make a list on a big easel of other ideas I have that I can't do right now. Because if I don't write it down, then I'm going to want to start working on it. And this way, I know I'm going to keep it in a safe place and I can start working on that later.
I totally agree. There's just so many ideas, you know, and with our types of personalities, right? The go-getter personality, we just want to do everything.
Exactly. That's so true. Now, if I have listeners out there and they're saying, listen, the hustle, man, that's my passion too. And they want to get stoked and pumped up by reading something before they move forward with anything. Is there a book that you could recommend that helped you?
Hands down, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
A lot of people live by that book.
Yeah, I'm rereading it again for the, seventh time. But this time I'm doing it on a more studious, and I'm really studying it and doing everything the book says, asked me to do at this time. So I'm going to be doing, you know, reading The Definite Chief Aim every morning and every night. And you know what? I just started reading it again a couple days ago, and I'm feeling in alignment again. I'm feeling, you know, feeling great. You know, just feeling like I'm about to go get it. And I believe that everybody should read this book. This book should be in schools because it goes right into, you know, the mind, and it shows you how to reprogram your mind and go for what you want to go for and help you achieve it. And I believe that it all starts with the mind. When you plant that seed in your mind, and it shows you how to develop it and move forward and actually achieve these goals. And Think and Grow Rich has been a great resource in my library and in my life.
You sold me. As soon as this interview is over, I'm going to get in the car and go buy it because I don't want to listen to that one on audible.com. I listen to a lot of books on Audible, but that one I've been waiting to actually physically have in my hands. I'm not going to waste one more second. I'm going to go do that today.
Now, have you read it before?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
You should.
I know. There's other books. I've read all the other ones, but for some reason, I've just had it in my mind that I don't want to listen to this one on Audible. I want to pick it up, and I just haven't yet. So I'm going to do that today. Luke, this part of my show is the Motivate Me Express to Success. And I believe in order to get people to act, they need to first envision it for themselves, then they need to explore their options, and then execute a plan. So for somebody to see themselves in the hustle, what should they physically see themselves doing?
What I usually like to say, if they want to find out what their passion is and they want to start hustling towards that passion, I'd say take a look at the successful people that you admire. I mean, it could be multiple people you could pick and choose what characteristics that you like from them or whatever results that they've achieved. And you can take it from each one and put it together into one person. And that will give you an indication of what you desire. So pretty much find out what you desire by looking at people that you admire.
Well, yeah. And then, so you're saying, and as a writer, you know, I'm always creating characters. I mean, you're creating a character who has attributes of all different people, and then you're seeing yourselves living that life, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So then to explore, what should they look into? Or I know, just like you said, reading Think and Grow Rich is one way to explore what the hustle is and what to do. Is there something else you could recommend?
Yeah. So the next step after that, I'd say, you know, read books, like you said, Lynette. Read autobiographies of these people or people that have these characteristics that you admire. And, you know, with the information age these days, the internet, you got YouTube, you know, you got podcasts, you got blogs that you can research. And, you know, there's just a ton of information out there that you can do to do your research and explore to see, you know, see what these guys went through and see if that's what you want to go through to get to where they are. And you know, and you could see if that's what you want to do or not. And from there, you'll see what you want to pursue. And if it passes the test, then, you know, move forward to the next step.
I really like how you just said, see if that's what you want to go through. And I think that's something that when you are driven and you see something that you want to do or accomplish, I think that you sometimes don't even know that you're doing things that maybe you're not into, that you don't like, because you're so focused on your goal. And it's like, you have to get past these things. You have to do these things. This comes next. That comes next. Whether you 100% enjoy that aspect of what you're trying to work towards, you're so focused on the hustle and getting to that goal and achieving whatever it is you've envisioned, that sometimes you don't even realize what you've gone through.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about executing a plan then? What do you think the first baby step would be?
First baby step. Well,
Luke's saying, Lynette, I hustle. I don't have baby steps. I just start sprinting.
Just go big, right? you know what? I if going back and looking at some of my quote unquote failures, I would get a mentor in this field. And I mean, you don't have to get a physical mentor, but you can. Or you could find somebody that's already where you want to be and interview them. So if you want to get access to some of these people, like the big names, high level names, you can get into, you know, blogging or podcasting like Lynette and I do, and reach out to these people. It opens up a lot of opportunities, opens a lot of gates where, you know, you can have communication with these people and interview them and see, you know, ask them the questions that you want to know. What I did as a high school kid, I was looking at careers. We did a career test, and there was a few that came out as a result. It was with a salesperson, entrepreneur, and things like that, a real estate agent. So what I did, I think I was 14, and I would start, and back then it was like yellow pages, right? There's no internet really. So I'd call these people up and I'd start interviewing them and see what it took to get to where they were at. So what it took to get into a career that they were doing. So that's what I was doing back in the day when it was, hardly any internet, or you had to pay a lot for internet. But now what you can do, again, you go online, find out, you can read interviews, listen to podcasts of interviews of these people, or create one yourself and reach out to them. Get them to be on your show, get them to be on your blog or whatever it is, and make that connection. And then what you could do if you're locally in the same area or you're in their town one day, take them out to lunch and ask them to pick their brain.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the hustle looks like. When you're in high school and you are calling people on the phone to find out how they got to where they are, that is serious hustle. And you know, something else that you said too is about opening your network through your podcast, and you're able to interview people and you form relationships. And something so important is that if people like you, if somebody likes you, if you get along really well with somebody and you start a friendship and a strong network and you respect each other, you're going to build really great things together. For example, you know, I know somebody who just applied for a job as a professor for a specific class, and this person does not have a degree in exactly what the class is about, and she was hired over somebody who has a master's in that actual subject area because they like her.
Yep. So I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you one last question, Luke. And I'm just curious, where do you think confidence lies when you're talking about getting in that hustle and doing all the things that you just talked about doing. How important is confidence?
Oh, importance. Yeah, it's very important. And I mean, even if you don't have the confidence at that time, you know, it's a great way to build your confidence, to reach out to people and go out and do it. Just going out there and doing it, putting yourself out there, that builds your confidence, or it could shatter it. But you got to keep this in mind so that your confidence doesn't get shattered, because you got to expect that, you know, either be prepared, very prepared before you go out and do it, but don't be too prepared, because there is paralysis in overanalysis. So just go out there and do it, fall on your face as much as you can, but expect that you will fall on your face. But also, when you switch your mindset to thinking, when you fall on your face, it's not a failure, and it is actually a lesson for you to do it better the next time, then you will be more prepared to go out and do it, and you will develop and build that confidence as you progress.
And listeners, I think something really important too that Luke just said is, as far as being over-prepared, you know, we always feel like we're not prepared enough. But the reality is, if we're over-prepared, then we may not be flexible. Then we may miss discoveries that are meant for us to grow and learn from, and maybe even possibly change the direction that we're supposed to go into. So I think remaining flexible and not being over-prepared is probably something that's helped you in your hustle there.
Yeah, and as you as well, right? Flexibility. I mean, that's what you need. And you know, we had a quick conversation before this, and you know, I feel like, you know, we have the same type of personality. You know, we are very hustle oriented, but we gotta be flexible. And because of our experience throughout the years, we learn to be flexible, and we learn that, you know, you're gonna have to fail forward, just like what John Maxwell said in his book. You know, failing forward is really one of the fastest way to success. I mean, I think strategically failing forward is a faster way to success. I mean, don't just go out there and fail. Like I said earlier, you want to be prepared, know what you're getting into first, but don't overdo it. Don't overanalyze it. Just go out there and know enough to go out and do it.
And you know what, Luke? I also think that, yes, you and I have similar personalities, and we both hustle. And at the beginning of the call, before the interview, we were talking about how having that hustle is so exciting and how it makes life more exciting. And I think something you and I are both attracted to, and maybe everybody who has the hustle, is not knowing what's on the other side and not knowing what we're capable of, and being excited to discover the new directions that do open up to us. I think we both have that. And I wonder if that's another characteristic for people who can hustle.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. You know, we're risk takers, right? But calculated risk takers.
Right.
Over.
I always say that. Yep.
Yeah, you got to be calculated. Yeah. I wasn't calculated before, but I've learned, sir, because through that failure, I've learned. But yeah, you take calculated risk, and you know, we're the type of people that we know there's something better out there, and we just want to see it, and it becomes a challenge, right? You know, okay, I want to prove this to myself. I want to challenge myself and see what's up. We got that competitive nature, right? And it's not always against competitive against other people. It's, you know, competitive within ourselves. So in personal development, I'm big on personal development. That's something that I really love doing, is to challenge myself and, you know, just better myself in every way possible. I know it's never going to be perfect, but you know, I guess my journey is never going to end in this hustle game.
Yeah, but it is perfect, because perfection is unique unto you.
Ah, I like that.
It is perfect. And you know, somebody asked me, a friend asked me on Saturday, she said, what are you most looking forward to about your trip, my 50-state tour that I'm taking the show on? And I immediately responded, everything I do not know.
I love it.
Everything I cannot plan and everything that I will discover. That's what I'm most excited about. So, Luke, can you leave us with some closing advice?
Yeah, you know, I've said it throughout the whole podcast, is, you know, go out there and do it. Just get out there and do it. Fall on your face as much as you can, because, you know, that's where the lessons come into play, and you'll learn to do it better the next time. And, you know, and it's good. It builds your resiliency as well. I find, because, you know, I train in boxing and Muay Thai, right? And you know, you're always going to get hit. You know, it's not about, there's the Stallone quote in Rocky VI. It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, right? And that's, you know, I think that really resonated with me, even though I lived that throughout my life, is, you know, to keep pushing. No matter how much life hits you or how much these lessons hit you, you got to keep coming. And I think even boxing and Muay Thai, it does help you out in doing so, because you're actually physically getting hit in the face and you got to keep coming forward. And, you know, that helps translate into life. So you got to, you know, be prepared to take these hits and know that you can still keep moving forward. If you're not dead, keep hustling.
Right. I like it. Okay. So Luke, I'd like to make you a part of our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private Facebook group. So guests can get in touch with you there. But what other contact information would you like to share?
They could go to, you know, hustletalktv.com, and I'm sure it's going to be in the show notes, or they could go to my Twitter handle. I'm starting to use Twitter on a more regular basis now, and Instagram. All my handles are the same. It's Luke Sissonbath. So I'll spell that out. I might have to shorten my name so everybody can spell it.
Yeah, Luke Sis would be perfect.
Yeah, so
Luke Bath.
So, yeah, or Luke Bath, yeah. So I'll spell it out. It's at LucSisOmbath. But hopefully you put that in the show notes so everybody can actually see what it looks like.
Absolutely. And your name will be in the title as well for the show episode. So I just want to thank you so much. It's been really great talking to you today.
Well, thank you very much, Lynette. I really appreciate you having me on the show, and I had a blast. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, listeners, this is it. It's your go-do. Luke, what do you think they should go do right now today?
Punch fear in the face, and you will be surprised at what is on the other side of fear.
Okay, or you could do what I'm doing, which is running to the bookstore and getting a copy of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, you guys could do that too. That's a great book.
Okay, I love it. Thanks, everybody. That's the end of the show. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.